Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Second Amendment Radio in the great outdoors. Mark Cox, Bo Matthews, Carl Middleman, our executive producer, has lined up another great guest for the show for you to enjoy and a chance to get out. Now, for those of you that are looking at 40 degrees and over, you get out on your motorcycle when you can. Well, whatever the weather is, you're going to want to stop by the 8th Annual Cycle Showcase STL. This is a two-day event, and it's the art and the history of motorcycling from all over the world, with some pretty cool bikes that are going to be there. It's happening on February 11th and 12th, and we want you to be able to do that. And so we've got the guy. We got the guy that's putting it on to talk about it. Now, if you've never been to the City Foundry, my hand is in the air. I have not been to the City Foundry, Mark. I don't know if you've done it. I've heard the restaurants are awesome, and this is an event. It's a ticketed event, but it's only $10 for both days. Have you been to the Foundry?
I have not. I got invited to the soft opening for the media and couldn't make it down there that day, but I hear it's pretty cool.
Well, I think it's been open for a few years now, so that's no excuse. Yeah. But Randy Knowles, welcome to Second Amendment Radio and the great outdoors where people go motorcycle riding. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Good, good. Thanks for your patience. So have you been involved with this since year one?
Yes, this is my baby. Came up with this. Actually, this is the 10th year and the 8th show. We had a couple of off years there where
I wonder why.
Yeah, where we didn't do some stuff, but this is the 10th year. I first did this in 2013 down at the pageant, and it keeps growing and growing, and if you guys haven't been to the Foundry, the food there is unbelievable. They got indoor putt-putt golf there, and that's where I've been the last couple of years, and it's really a great spot for what I'm trying to put together.
Sounds like a great host for you.
Yeah, it sure does. So people who haven't been down there before but who love bikes, boy, you got a little bit of everything, don't you, Randy?
I do. I have everything from, this year we're going to be unveiling a 2013 Harley board track racer. What's that make it 110 years old? Some 2022 performance baggers, everything in between. We've got European stuff, Japanese stuff, old vintage stuff, racing stuff. I've got the motorcycle from the movie The Harley Davidson and the Marlboro Man.
What?
I don't know if you remember that movie with Mickey Rourke and Don Johnson's. Yeah. The Sturgis Motorcycle Museum is bringing that down for the show this year. It's a little bit of everything. It's really a cool exhibit, and I can't stress this enough. It's cool for the whole family. You don't have to be a biker for this.
I was a kid. I mean, you know, I had a mini bike when I was a kid, and that was my first taste of motorcycle riding was riding on my dad's gas tank of his Honda 450, 400, 450. It was in the Philippines. And so he took me out, and I'll never forget it. We were riding down this sandy road, and we wanted to go visit this family. And in the house, the family had one chair. The woman had a baby connected to her breast. And I'll just never, everything happened at one time. Motorcycle, I saw my first breast, and it was life-changing. But then on the way back to the house, can I say this on the radio? I'm telling you a real-life story.
Yeah, go ahead.
You just did.
And then my dad dumped the bike with us on it in the sand. Oh, we were fine, but my dad's like, you better never tell your mother that this happened. I'm like, okay.
Well, I was not allowed to ride a motorcycle while I was growing up. My mother forbid it. And and maybe that's why I do what I do now. Yeah.
Most mothers do, yeah. So, Randy, you've been around. You're curating this this event again. How do you get the people to bring the motorcycles in? Or are they all in your basement? Come on, be honest.
Well, I wish I had a basement that big. We're bringing in 50 bikes this year from all over North America.
Wow.
I've got some from South Dakota, from Las Vegas, from New Hampshire, Florida, Texas. I've been doing this for a while, and I don't, without sounding egotistical, words getting out of how fantastic that this show is, how it's not about prizes or awards. This is purely for the love of the motorcycle. And people are actually reaching out to me now saying, hey, I've got this, or I know a guy that's got this. I think it'd be fantastic for your show. So, and I go to Bike Week, and I go to Sturgis, and I go to all the big events, and I hunt down things that maybe people here in St. Louis haven't seen. So as the year's gone on, it's getting easier and easier to find cool stuff. I'm blessed in that, but it's not without a lot of hard work.
Oh, I'm sure. You know, I'm not a motorcycle guy. I've certainly ridden them over the years. I've not owned one, but when I go to these car shows, which I like to do, I've got an older Corvette. I love going to these car shows and looking. And inevitably, you're seeing not only some pretty rare stuff, some pretty cool stuff. Oftentimes, there's stuff there that's for sale if your pocketbook is big enough to buy some of it. Are you going to have anything? Is anything there going to be for sale? The price is right.
Well, what I do know for sale is that, well, this is a motorcycle art exhibit. I include artists as well that kind of work in the motorcycle vein, I guess you'd say.
Yeah.
Sure. So I know that there will be some art for sale. As far as the bikes go, you know, it's probably like Corvettes, man. How deep is your pocket?
Yeah, exactly.
You know? If money talks. If the right money is there, maybe some of these pieces are for sale or available. But that's up to each bike owner that brings their machines in. So,
what's the coolest bike you've been able to ride, Randy? Can you talk about that?
To ride?
Yeah.
The second year of the show, I'm a Harley guy. Okay. I've got a number of Harleys. But the second year of the show, I had a Ducati Panigale, which is their cream of the crop racing street bike. And I have a love for the sound of the Harley, the potato, but nothing sounds like this Ducati wound up. I get goosebumps just thinking about throwing a leg over that thing. That's a hoot. I don't know. I'm a chopper guy. Yeah. I
so you're not
give me a slow putt down the river road. With the air blowing in my armpits, and I'm smiling like a Cheshire cat.
So, are you not excited about the Harley Davidson EV? You pretty much said it.
He's a Harley guy. Yeah. Now, you know, I mean, it's still going to make the same sound, right?
You know what? I'm going to have an electric bike in the show this year. I've tried to get the Harley bike in the show just because it's different. It's cutting edge. The people that have ridden them say it's like riding a Milwaukee power drill. You twist it and you go like the Dickens. They say there's nothing like the acceleration or anything like that. I still love the sound of it. I'm a purist, I guess.
Yeah, me too.
I understand that they're very big in Europe, and I understand, you know, that in Europe, you don't go very far. It's mostly for commuting. And America's built a little different. I don't know. I like everything on two wheels, to tell you the truth. I'm going to have an electric bike in the show. A guy out of the East Coast is bringing one in. He just patented a motor drive assembly that you can take any motorcycle and turn it into an electric motorcycle in a weekend. So he's coming down and bring this down. So it'll be interesting to see. I'm not writing them off. Like I said, I'll ride anything on two wheels. It doesn't matter. I'll ride something on three wheels.
Randy Null is our guest on Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors. Hey, Dale Walksler, Wheels Through Time Museum, used to be based out of Mount Vernon. That's where I bought my first Harley. Are you friends with him? Do you know him? Does he have any entries into your show?
He does not. But yeah, he's got an amazing place down there. Wheels Through Time,
Maggie
Tennessee,
Valley, North Carolina.
Maggie Valley, yeah. Tennessee. That's it. They've got an amazing place down there. I've not been able to tap into their museum of stuff and get anything up here, but it's certainly on my radar.
You know, it's
I would say that you guys are cut from the same cloth for sure, Randy.
Yeah. I'll just mention this. I have an acquaintance. I'm not going to identify him on the radio. Who had a connection, and Harley last year came out with a power assist bicycle, and he got one of them. I think they made a very limited number of these, and they were in great demand around the country. And he's got one in his garage. He took me out and showed it to me. It was really cool.
Whoa.
Yeah,
for $7,000.
They're not cheap. I know that.
right.
I don't know. What the price
I remember
is.
when they were running those out. I've not got to ride one of those, but like I said, if it's got two wheels on it, I'll ride it.
Well, just a reminder to people, this is coming up Saturday, February 11th and Sunday, February 12th at the City Foundry here in St. Louis. Again, just $10 for adults, gives you a wristband for both days. Kids 15 and under, free. They got great food and stuff down there as well. And you're only selling tickets at the door, is that correct?
Yeah. Okay. We're not going to try and go through Ticketmaster or any of that silly stuff.
You don't want to pay the fees? What's up with you?
Tickets are $10. In advance, they're $43.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's a pleasure to talk to you. Congratulations on getting this show together. And you know what? If anything, it's a great day to get the family out, just to get your steps in and see some really cool stuff and eat some good food at the City Foundry. So, Randy, thank you very much for joining us on Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Randy Knowles there with the 8th Annual Cycle Showcase St. Louis coming up the 11th and 12th of February. You know, right before Valentine's Day. That'll be perfect next weekend, right?
Absolutely. And CycleShowcaseSTL.com is the website. You get all the information on that. 15 and under. See, that's what they do. They get you. When you're 11-year-old walking amongst all these motorcycles, that's how they get you.
And then you tell your 16-year-old, today you're 15. I'm just kidding. I would never do anything like that.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors. Please share this show as a podcast on the Odyssey app to anybody that is like-minded to what we talk about on this program. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Boys. We'll see you next weekend on Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.